Hi, little goats. Hello, hello. I'm gonna do a very quick one today. But feel free to spread it around. You see my little goaties over there? The new ones? Little tiny ones? I got some chickens over there too. I didn't announce this and I won't be long. I just want to talk about Easter for a second and why it's one of my favorite holidays. He is risen, yes. Happy Jesus Didn't Die Day, yes. This is the beauty of Easter, and I'll tell you guys, because there's going to be a lot of buzzkills out there today, and I don't want that to affect my people. Jesus is a fa or Easter is a fantastic combination between native European farmer type traditions and Christianity. And it's one of the reasons I love it so much. The G Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection is a very beautiful story when you see like the sacrifice of it and what it means to accept the punishment from evil people and then to rise 3 days later in the face of it. It's incredible. And, I have a lot of friends all over the map. I have Muslim friends, and allegedly I have a Jewish friend. No, a few of them. Pagan friends, atheist friends. I know all kinds of people. And I know all kinds of different ways of looking at the resurrection and stuff like that. Like, even my mother went through a phase when I was a kid of getting back into like, more pagan stuff and earth-centered spirituality because of the failures of the church and having a cuck dad. I get it. So I know a lot about their traditions and what it is. And there's some beauty in it, But as a Christian and from a Christian traditional culture, it's very, I find it to be very, very important to really give thanks and really honor Jesus Christ on days like today, because I'll tell you a story about me. Like, when I was really pulled through the thistles in Saranac Lake after Hollywood spit me out, if I didn't have Jesus's stories, I don't know what I would have done. And one of the most beautiful parts of the whole thing was that he accepted his fate and then he rose. And you can see this fractally true all over the place. All over. It's like, and don't be like, oh, he's comparing himself to Jesus. Like, look at my YouTube banning. This is why I understand it. It's not a guilt trip, guys. Some people, I understand why people can be bitter about Christianity and be disillusioned by it and think that it's a cuck. It's not. It's incredibly empowering when you understand it. Like, when you have evil at your heels, Jesus could have avoided it, in my opinion. Jesus walked on water, guys. He could have bailed. To accept what evil wants to do to you, to then give it back. What, a billionfold? What? I mean, 2,000 years later, we're still celebrating it. Accept your fate and rise, right? So it's so beautiful that I get like teary thinking about it. But at the same time, me and my family are about to hide a bunch of eggs and have our kids go find it. And you're gonna get a lot of heat today from all sides. Now, Christians are gonna call me a pagan for doing an Easter egg hunt to celebrate the fertility of spring, and pagans are gonna call me out, Christian. Oh, well, you're Jesus. Just do both. It's like truth has a way of being. You can accept all sorts of truth. I've learned a lot as a farmer and homesteader about the necessity of understanding the sky clock and the seasons and all that stuff. And like the swastika is merely Ursa Major, the Big Bear, the Big Dipper, just spinning around the seasons, right? But really understand how important Jesus' resurrection is. It's like he accepted his fate and then he rose. And that has sent ripples of hope. And that hopium, you know, I when people say, oh, you smoke hopium, it's like you smoke despairium. Are you smoking despair? Okay, so yeah, Jesus was the best wizard slayer of all time. Yes. The best way to truly slay a wizard on the level Jesus Christ was facing. And this is to empower you, not to guilt trip you. Don't talk like them. Don't be like, oh, I'm not worthy. I can't. No, no. Jesus was telling you to crush. Why are Western traditions so scrutinized? Why do you care? Everything's scrutinized. Welcome to the world of gamma males. They'll scrutinize your shoes. Oh my God, must be nice to have shoes. Just listen for a second. The wizard slaying of Jesus Christ. So they are doing something so unjust to him. He accepted it. You understand how unjust what happened to him was? And that wasn't cucking. That wasn't a guilt trip. No, he accepted it. And then he rose. You know, I experienced something very similar with YouTube. I had 280,000 followers. I could have made a buttload of money, but I would have had to compromise my father's message. You know, truth. I wasn't going to be any less of a comedian for the machine. So they took it all from me. And then it wasn't 3 days later, but a little time later, I'm at DLive Rising. You understand? That's the ripple. It's empowering. It's not about submission. It's beautiful. And so Jesus Christ was there for me when I was in a place of real, real hardship, real low, you know. And you can look at it. You know, I know some people raised in this tradition that can see it as a chain. It's not. And I know it's not. I understand. I went through the pagan phase with my mom when I was a kid for a little bit because of trauma. Like I know what it means to like hug and worship a tree and shit like that. Not worship. It's a different situation. But like you have to worship the creator, not the created. In my opinion, I've seen it. You know, I've seen that whole path. It's not quote unquote evil. It's just you can do both. And one of the reasons I love Easter so much is because it's a beautiful fusing of your feet on the ground and your eyes to God. You know, it's like you have the resurrection and then you also have the celebration of fertility in eggs. And so finding eggs, going, egg, oh, but that's pagan. And then the pagans are like, oh, Jesus. Just accept the beauty of the day. The Easter egg is supposed to represent the empty tomb. Yeah, what about the rabbits then, Professor Bear? Why don't you sit on this one? Why don't you tap this one out? Now, the Easter egg hunt with the rabbit is a pagan tradition. If you want to force the Easter egg is to represent the empty tomb, be my guest, Professor Bear, but you're absolutely wrong. It's all pagan. And pagan just means farmer. Now, pagan without Christianity or without a rooted sky cosmology in Western cosmology, I think goes off the rails pretty quickly. But I love my pagan brothers and sisters that are cool. But I personally, to me, that's an absolute, you veer off. I'm not here to disrespect. That's what Wikipedia says, Rusky Bear. So, again, I know that there's going to be a bickering pit of nonsense in the chat, as always, but I don't, that's why I'm not going to do a big stream today. I just wanted to tell why I love Easter so much. Easter is a fusing of the earth and the sky in a great way because you have Jesus Christ's resurrection, and then you also have a celebration of springtime with the eggs. Celebrating Easter, ha ha ha, says our guy just got banned for life. So blessed, Bear. Adios. Celebrating Easter? I'm laughing my freaking ass off at you. Okay, no more Easter is Ishtar. You're banned. Okay, anyway. Easter is it? I read it. I was told it. Again, My point, and you can stay with me on my point or not. I don't care. I think I have too many followers anyway. I want to thin it out a little bit. There's a pagan tradition of eggs and fertility in Easter, the springtime, which is beautiful. And if you don't understand, this is why I'm doing this in my goat barn right now. Guys, you're going to want fertility of animals if you are having your own food. I have faced the reality that the supply chains of food are not very strong. So if you want to be like one of these laughing my freaking ass off, you're going to have to understand that springtime is when you want to birth a lot of your animals because that's when they have the greatest opportunity of survival. Okay, and it's also Jesus Christ's resurrection. He was condemned, he accepted it, and he still rose to crush eternally. And if you want to sit around and laugh, you're freaking, it's Easter. I'm the special boy, not you. I'm the special. Easter is a beautiful day. It's one of my favorite holidays. 37 years young today. My family is too scared to come over today. Well, Gravy Bear, you're going to have to deal with that. Churchians and Bible lawyers are in the wrong saloon, bounced by the banhammer. Yeah, yeah. And it's now just happy Ishtar. I don't know what you mean by that. That's confusing, Rooster Bear. It's Easter.
No, it's Ishtar. You've all been tricked.
Nah, Rooster Bear's banned for life. Happy Ishtar.
I'm a special boy.
No, it's both. And again, I'll tell you that. Listen, I speak sometimes outside of linear time, apparently. But when you're starving to death in a year and a half because of this economic collapse and the fact that you're a special boy that doesn't want to understand seasons. Okay. The pagan traditions of understanding when goats should give birth matter. And the springtime, a little bit after the equinox, is when you really want your animals to give birth.
Ishtar, I'm a special boy.
Okay, it also coincides with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It can be both, guys. It can be both. It's a beautiful fusing of the earth and the sky.
Happy Ishtar. Oh, high five me, churchian buddies. Oh, I forgot you can't be within 6 feet of me. Oh, no.
Ordered new chicks. They're sold out until June. Can't wait. I like your attitude, though. I like that you're still optimistic and positive. That's very important. Yeah, there's no more chickens. Y'all done entered the wrong. Yeah, yeah. Now, no more timeouts. At this point, if you're going to try and ruin Easter for me, I fired this baby up, even though it's a family day. I'm not going to do a normal stream. Yeah, happy Easter. I love it. I love Easter. I love Easter. The springtime is very important. That's why when you see your Christian brothers and sisters having an Easter egg hunt with their kids, and if you want to point and mock them in your little masks, understand that eggs are very, very important for survival. Jesus Christ's resurrection is very, very important for spiritual survival. A pig born in spring would be eating Christmas dinner, right? So, perfect harmony is now BB. It's perfect. Happy Easter. That's right, Mechanic Bear. This isn't a real chick birth time on manufactured chicks. I don't care. C.S. Lewis and Tolkien both had great take on paganism. Cool. I have my own take on paganism. I don't require any experts. My mom went through a pagan phase for a few years when I was a kid because the churches fell apart and my father was very weak. And I learned a lot about what a lot of these spooky things really are. It's a celebration of fertility and seasons and cycles and an appreciation of earth, where our food comes from. But there's an emptiness to some of it. There's an emptiness to it that I have in Christianity that I could never have found in earth-centered spirituality. Because to me, it gets very... I don't want to put it down. I mean, there's a lot of beauty to it. But my point is you can do both. Extremely easy. One of the big evils of this world is the atomization of truth, where you're like, well, it's Ishtar. I'm the special boy. It's a celebration of the fertility of spring, and it's a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that death could not hold him. And I don't understand if it's trauma or if it's diet or fluoride or what it is, but why people can't just layer two things on top of each other and enjoy it. And I'm going to have a wonderful day. We're about to hide a bunch of eggs. We're going to hide big duck eggs for Charlie so he can seize them better. And little chicken eggs for Walter so he has more of a challenge.
But that's it's time. I'm a special boy.
The band hammer's back. No more timeouts. Special boys are pathetic. Pathetic. It's like they think that they're the only ones who have ever heard people say Easter is Ishtar. It's pagan. Don't celebrate it. In a year and a half when you're starving to death because you didn't focus on when you should hatch chickens and goats and lambs, I wonder if you will still feel so goddamn special. Like you're the special boy who ignored the natural cycles of the earth. Okay, that being said, if you worship the earth, you're missing something huge, huge. And so God created the heavens and earth. Jesus Christ's resurrection was a profound wizard slaying event. And today is the celebration of that. He is risen, life is new, and death is done. Rejoice. Exactly, Lily Bear. Exactly. Exactly. And the bannings today will not be given resurrection. When we destroy most of the binaries, the good times excel. Yes. Yes, Robert. The binaries are what keep you in a pit. When it's like, okay, you can either rejoice in the spring bounty of life, like my sleeping goats there. I got more goats over there. They were just born a little while ago. The celebration of fertility, which is the spring, you can feel it like an energy just exploding all around you. Or you can celebrate the resurrection of your Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't need to be saving. I'm a special boy. I don't feel good. Guys, it's beautiful what he did because it's a microcosm of what I did on YouTube. I didn't do it because I wanted to guilt trip people. I did it to show the evil of this world, the machine, that I will accept their removal of my privileges, and then I would rise again at DLive. And if DLive did, I'd rise again with a mailing list. If mailing list did, I'd rise again in a parking lot. It doesn't matter. It isn't a guilt trip, guys. It's a gift. Accept it. Goats are awesome. No rules. Right. When the apps get shut off and the special boys can order food or whack up. Right. They're so special. They think they're the first people in the world to say, Ishtar. Guys, you're facing starvation if you don't accept that you have to shrink your supply chain. That you have to know people that know the natural cycles of the world, that understand the earth, that understand growing food, that understand animals, that understand birthing animals, that understand milking animals. If you don't, you could die. I mean, everyone dies, but it's like, if you want to be a special boy and keep being like, oh, what, you worship the spring? No, the eggs. Do you know how, when you understand that you're responsible for your own food and your community, when you see those eggs, it's unbelievable. The feeling is hard to explain. Just like when you see Jesus Christ, the empty tomb, and you say, wow, they couldn't get him. They couldn't get him. They couldn't stop his message. Not only could they not stop his message, it magnified it so intensely that 2,000 years later, they're still using taxes and pandemics to close the doors of churches. But you can't close the door of Jesus. The tomb was empty today. And so on this beautiful Easter day, celebrate the spring, the blooming, the crushing that's happening naturally all around you. And also understand that those doors to those churches don't matter. You know, wherever people gather in his name, there's a church. Boo boom. Would I just get fat now and just burn it off fasting during the coming Holodomor? No, fat people starve the fastest. Owen is the, I've got to go, but thanks, BB. Oh, yeah, Easter's great. Early stream, yeah, I told Amy that I'd do just a family day, no streaming. But I had this idea as I'm bottle feeding these little goats, and I popped in the chat, and I saw a few special boys. And they're just like, Ishtar, oh, I'm a special boy who knows something from Wikipedia. And I was like, you know what? Let me just be like a chiropractor today and try to realign a lot of fear-based, trauma-based nonsense. Guys, the pagan people, the ones without the Christian cosmology, can be good people. I see it as limiting. I see it as, I've been in it. I understand what that is. It's not inherently evil. In fact, you should know the cycles of the earth. You should respect the earth. You should understand that alchemy and stuff like that, a lot of it is how to derive medicines. And if right now you condemn those people, in 2 years, if the system has failed and they have medicine for your sick child, I want to see if you still condemn them. I want to see if you get milk from the Muslim. Did you really mean your condemnations, or are you a little squirt boy? Okay? Now, that being said, Jesus Christ is the ultimate wizard slayer. That he empowers me. I try to be more like him every day. And accepting his fate by people that wanted to kill the word of God, and they couldn't. He rose today, and he's eternal. And those two things simultaneously make this day so special that I plead to you all not to waste it on fear, not to waste it on despair, not to waste it on endless arguing with people about which is the right church. My closed church is better than your closed church. You can't close church. Right here. So appreciate the spring. Appreciate the egg hunt. Look for those eggs. Oh, but that's pagan. Yeah, I look for eggs every day. It's called gathering eggs. And if people are so detached from where truth comes from where food comes from how much you need to understand the natural world. Guys, I go on egg hunts with my kids all the time. Today we color the eggs to make it fun. And it helps train your kids to know how to hunt for eggs. Like sometimes my chickens hide eggs in the alpaca area. Sometimes they hide eggs all over the place. The egg hunt is a way to train your children how to gather food, okay? So if you Ishtar special boys don't understand that you should learn from a lot of these pagan traditions, you will starve to death. Or you will become a thief or a murderer of someone that understands how these things work. That's it. Those are your options. Are you? All right. I'm going to get out of here. My closed church is better than your closed church. LOL. Yeah. My closed church is the right closed church. No. You can't close church. So today, again, I'll just reiterate what I said. It's a beautiful day, and Jesus' empty tomb is... And those ripples are still being hit. And it's easy to be cynical. It's easy to understand, to hear these storylines pulling you away from how beautiful this day is. It's also easy to pull you away from the natural and eternal knowledge of the realm. Egg hunts. Go teach your kids how to hunt for eggs. My 4-year-old is going to, and my 2-year-old will learn more about how to hunt for eggs when we color them today. If you find that evil, you are retarded and probably will starve to death. So you make it fun. This is about training your children to be better farmers, guys. And if you think farmer is evil, you will starve to death or become a murderer. Understand that. Okay, so today we color the eggs and we hide them, and my kids will become much, much, much better at finding eggs where those naughty little chickens and ducks keep hiding them. Do you understand? That's the whole purpose of the egg hunt. Okay?
No. It's to represent Jesus' tomb, and if not, I'm a special boy. I'm a special...
No. You are traumatized, and I understand that. That's why I fired this up today. All right, let me just read a couple comments and I'm out of here. God bless the bears. I pray for the beauty of the spring to warm your hearts. Oh, I love it. I love that. Pagans enjoy celebrating Christian holidays with eggs too. Save some. Happy Easter, everyone. There you go. They're not your enemies, guys. The atomization of this world. Vox Day had a great quote. He said, like, he's working with a bunch of people and some of them aren't Christian. He goes, well, the bar is set at no eating babies. This is my church. I've become more in tune with God since I started watching Big Bear. And I've become more in tune with God since being with you people. And that's real. That's why I ban a lot of people. Because if you're going to mess with the resonance, you're out of here.
Happy Ishtar, laughing my freaking ass off. All my special friends see me. I'm so special.
Painting my pregnant wife's belly like an Easter egg. I love it. Happy Easter to all the bears. Same to you. Happy Easter. My boys will enjoy their egg hunt. Same here. Fertility. Guys, be fruitful and multiply. Do you give any credence to Crow's warning today? No, zero. Guys, I have a lot of conspiratorial friends. Crow's a genius. He's a brilliant man. He knows more about some of the topics I touch at than I know about the piano. And I'll just go with what he says. But this is something I do know. A lot of my friends that are dialed in make a lot of predictions, and a lot of them don't come true. And it doesn't matter. What happens is decreed by God and God alone. This realm, this whole world, this unfolding electrical universe is made by God, and it is controlled by God. And there is not one thing you can do about it except for live the best life you can. In honor and gratitude, you know, just try to eliminate that shame, that fear, that blackness. And then you will be part of God's plan in a beautiful way. So if people want to obsess about that stuff, God bless Crow. I love Crow. Crow admitted fear may have gotten the best of him. Yeah, he's a super honest guy. But from what, guys, I'm friends with like a ton of conspiracy guys. Everybody's got, you know, one of my buddies was saying that, you know, on Friday there's going to be this math wipeout. And that, dude, it's constant. Just let it go. No, today is a day where you go Easter egg hunting and celebrate the empty tomb of Jesus Christ, the Savior of man. He rose. And the story has been grabbled and messed with by a lot of evil churches and a lot of evil men. They're not really churches. You know? And don't let that ruin it for you. And the Easter egg hunt is a beautiful way to teach your child about how to find eggs for the family. Don't let, you know, some really crazy ass pagans ruin it for you. That's like Hillary Clinton that start like eating babies. The most magic is in the baby blood. Oh. No, the origins of paganism was just farming techniques. So, BB, watch out for little two. Rogan might be hiding in it. Right. They all base their opinions on what experience they have had in life, so they're going to be different. Yeah, I like that. Open your heart and let the spirit... Yeah. The spring in Jesus Christ, you know, let him warm your soul, man. Don't let the DMV ruin Easter. Boom. Where we go Easter egg hunting, we go all. There it is. And reconnect with your farming roots. If I just substitute pagan with farming, does that help? every day you predict you're going to die tomorrow, one day you'll be right. Right. And then you're the special boy. The point is they killed the first Jewish carpenter. No working with your hands. One Jew tried to work with his hands and they killed him. And just know that Jesus could have avoided it. Fact. Guys, when you can walk on water, you can avoid some grabbly Jews and Romans. Most Romans just want to stick their spear in stuff, if you know what I mean. And most of the grabblers are just like, oh, burn him. Guys, I face it all the time. It's very easy to avoid. I could have stayed on YouTube. I could have played ball. It's not hard. If I could have walked on water, I could have really bailed. He did it to show it they couldn't kill him. So I hope everybody finds 19 eggs today. You got it, BB. Thank you, Dick Pound Bear. One Jew actually tried to join the union. It's frozen and dreary here, yet I still feel warmth in my heart. Good for you. That's Jesus Christ. That's the resurrection. And it's awesome. And one of the reasons I get so angry at Bible lawyers is because they desperately try to ruin it for everyone all the time. The biggest threat to true Christian theology are the people just yelling out gospel, just yelling out Bible quotes from their despair cabins to try and keep you from the actual feeling, the actual physical, electrical response to Jesus Christ, to God, that they, and that's why I have so little patience for them. Oh, if you go Easter egg hunting, you're of the devil. Okay, if you're starving to death, will you ask me for an egg?
Hey, that'll never happen. My Walmart is open 24 hours a day. My porno.
Pagan can just mean farmer. It literally just means villager. Okay, I'm laying the point. I just want to. I'll find him. All right, George is out. Just enjoy the day, guys. I gotta go find my dog. Jesus whipped the tax collectors and money launderers. Yeah. And he could have bailed. He could have went on the run. When you can walk on water, you don't have to be arrested. He taught the world a very strong lesson. Television evangelists scare people away. Yeah, who do you think runs televisions, guys? Who do you think put all that shit on TV to make everyone think Christians were insane? That's a psyop. I wrestle with that hard not to preach how wrong abortion is. No, preach how wrong abortion is, but live a way that's better. Laying the plane means at least another hour. No, not today. I got to go. I can't remember what point I was making now. Yeah. Just don't let them pull you down into despair. Because that's the whole point. Like, the biggest threat to real Christian theology are people claiming to be Christians and just constantly browbeating and shaming and, you know, just trying to avoid the natural realities of life. You know, villain meant villager, via, villager. Pagan was farmer. And so, yeah, if you start worshiping trees and shit, it can take really dark turns, and it has in the past a lot. You know, when you start, you know, kind of running and gunning, that's why, you know, my root is Christianity. And when I went through hell in my life, I reconnected to the thing I knew from when I was very, very young. And it helped me tremendously. And it's my root. And sometimes there's things I don't understand. Sometimes there's issues where I don't understand the logic of it. Sometimes there's the people that call themselves Christian. I sometimes can be so annoying and mind-blowingly selfish and narcissistic that I don't want to be associated with them. But it's my root. It's one of my many roots. And I am honored today to be a Christian and to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right. I got to go. Be fruitful and multiply. Guys, learn from the bunnies. Learn from the eggs. Have some kids. The people that typically mock that aspect of Easter don't have any kids because they don't know how to fuck. All right. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335 if you'd like to support the channel. Unauthorized.tv and have a very wonderful Easter. He is risen. The spring is here. The eggs are being laid. The goats are being birthed. Love it, guys. Love it. And don't be judgy of other cosmologies unless you've identified a liar. Enjoy yourselves. Wow. Love you guys. See ya.